Blog Talk Radio.
Body rock. Body rock, body rock, body for body rocking, girl. You got that body for body, for body rocking, girl. Body rock, that body for body, for body rocking, girl. Body rock, that body for body, for body rocking, girl. Body rock, that body for body, for body rocking, girl.
I'm stepping the place, you know my taste. Long hair, dimples on the face, and high heels followed up with a slender waist. You got that thing. Off the chain, scoping you out at a distance like a target sitting at a shooting range. The way you're walking, girl, it's like a top model. I'm not curious to understand why every guy wants to stop and follow. That's no questions, girl, but I have the obsession, girl. Bring your girls to VIP so we can body rock in my section, girl.
You got that body, but body, but body rocking, girl.
Everywhere, I must admit the kid is hypnotized. So are these jealous guys, they want my prize. Take your tongue off the floor because you got this after two damn tries. I got that thing juicy, she got my thing stupid. Now touch your toes and keep on, keep on, keep on moving. Shout out the DJs, two bottles in my hand. She asked me what's the plan, do what's in the chorus, I'll kiss your tan.
You got that body, but body, but rocking girl.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Tonight we here on a special night at a special time, and you know we had to do it like this because we have an amazing guest that's coming through to the Nikki Rich Show. So you know we had to make room for this diva. For everybody that's tuned in and it's your first time listening to the Nikki Rich Show, I'm the host and CEO of the Nikki Rich Show. We were started and we began our first episode April the 5th, 2011. And from then on, we have reached well over 150,000 listeners. We will be coming up on our first year of business in business, November the 29th. So we're looking forward to that. You can check us out Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anytime that you're listening in to the Nikki Rich Show or you call in, or if you're a special guest, you do know that you can also go to iTunes and download this podcast for free. We have every episode on podcast. It doesn't cost a thing. You can go and listen there as well. And you can also go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. We're also syndicated on 98.2 The Beat in L.A. You're also being heard on College Underground Radio. So, you know, we're excited and we're getting pumped up. Our special guest is in the house. And y'all got to stay tuned and keep it. We're keeping it rocking tonight. I see the lines are already crazy. I see we got VA in the house, the DMV area, Charlotte, North Carolina representing. We also have Cali in the building. Show our love to our special guest. Much love to everybody that's tuned in. We're going to go ahead and get this thing started.
Are you ready for a beatdown?
98.2 The Beat.
98.2 The Beat. Your new party station.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. This is national performing artist and stage, film, TV actress Angela Shawnette Felix. Follow me on Twitter, Angela S. Felix, A-N-G-E-L-A, S for Sam, F for Frank, E-L-I-X for X-ray. You are listening to The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio show on the planet. Monday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more info, NikkiRichShow.com.
So I can have a drop for later.
All right.
I know you just heard that voice. That was the voice of Lenny Williams. Shout out to Lenny Williams showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. With no further ado, it's that time, the Nikki Rich Show Live, featured and special guest tonight. We would like to go all the way to Charlotte, North Carolina, and welcome our special guest. She is the queen, the diva. We would like to welcome Miss China to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's been a minute. And I know we've been dying to get here, and finally, here we are.
Yes. Well, we're just so glad to have you, and tonight we want to make it all yours. We want to everybody to know about Miss China. We know you out there working, and you just really been moving, and
yes.
We had to get you on tonight. I was able to get in touch with your manager. I said, we have to get Miss China on. Can we make this happen, you know?
Yes, finally. I'm so glad, you know, because I have been doing so many different things that I had to stop what I'm doing. I was like, anything for Nikki Rich, yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you accepted our invitation, and we want the world to know about Miss China tonight. So we're here to talk about all your projects, how you begin, and all the things that you would like to share with our listeners, all the motivational words, anything you have to share with our listeners tonight. But I want to first start off, you know, asking, for those who don't know Miss China, let everybody know where are you originally from and where are you currently based out of?
Okay, well, I hail from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. And Charlotte, North Carolina is my second home. It's like I can go anywhere in the world and I still want to come back to Charlotte. It's growing. It's a nice place to, you know, be around family. So I'm very comfortable here. And the only reason I don't say home is home, you know, I don't run back is because of the cold, the cold weather. I've been so spoiled by this southern weather that I'm just in love with the South.
Yeah, it's starting to get cold here in Charlotte now.
You know what? But see, being from Chicago, it's a tip in the bucket for me, so I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I know. Well, it's so much talent that comes out of Chicago. And it seems like everybody is throughout. now what? How do you feel about that? Because I know a lot of people, a lot of artists, a lot of just entrepreneurs come out of Chicago. Why is it that they end up going to other states or different cities?
Well, I don't think that it's a lack of love being shown at home. It's just you want to expand. I think it's more of a move to expand and get the word out a little further than your hometown. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Being a Chicagoan, we are constantly in the hustle, constantly, you know, on the move, constantly doing business. So, you know, we'd like to share that with everybody more than just Chicago. So, yeah, we venture off to other places. And then, like I said, we fall in love with other regions of the map. So, yeah.
And that is understandable. That is understandable. Now, Ms. China, how did you get involved into the entertainment industry? I mean, you're wearing so many hats. For those who don't know, you have really, really been in the entertainment industry for a minute now.
Yes, I have. Well, I started out, I've always had talent, but I've always not been selfish. So we were doing shows, and we had got this deal with a guy who, you know, worked for MTA Records. And so apparently he, I don't know what his business deals were, but he got removed from the company. And he kind of wanted to wanted to lock us in a bad contract for like 34 years, but he wanted way too much money. So we ended up getting Wendy Day. I don't know if a lot of people know who she is, but she was the one who got Cash Money, that $30 million deal. She got us out of that contract, and I'm so grateful to her for that. But my manager was like, look, I'm so tired of dealing with these middlemen. You know, I started co-hosting a cable show in Chicago, and the guy was like, you are so good, you need to do this on your own. So the next week, we started Expose Star Search, and at the very first show, we had 16 major labels. We had 12 newspapers, that was the local newspapers and the independent newspapers around the area. We had 50 acts, and the show was like 6 hours long. But they sat there the whole time at the Fine Arts Building downtown Chicago. And Twista was there. He showed us a lot of support. Kanye called in because he, you know, watched the show often. So, you know, we got a lot of support because we started bringing the city together. And, you know, Chicago is always in the news for some violence. We never had one incident at any of our events. We had every gang member you can think of. I mean, all the way from the top henchmen to the petty hustle on the street. And they all ended up doing songs together, and we promoted positivity. And, you know, I really hate that we're not there anymore because they're missing us quite a bit. But, you know, we had to expand and try to do this in other parts of the world, too. You know, we had pretty much filmed everybody that comes through Chicago. Doing Expose, we gained 4.6 million viewers, and that alone, you know, makes me feel good that we did something good and it caught on. And so doing Expose, we built a lot of relationships with a lot of major labels. And at the time, I had deals offered to me left and right. I was like, oh, you know, you got some skills. Because every once in a while I would get in, you know, between acts and do a little something-something. But it wasn't about me then. They were like, we want her. But I always figured, you know, as long as I'm doing this, I always had opportunity. You know what I mean? Those deals, you know, will come, they'll go, they'll come back. So I wasn't really, it wasn't about me, you know, it was about helping other artists that didn't have the opportunity to be that close to the people with the power of the pen to go ahead and do what they do, you know. But I went from that, I did modeling, I've did everything that I could do, you know. I always consulted with my manager about the next move. Venita April is the bomb, I can't even lie, like, she's been with, you know, been a good backbone for my career because she keeps me from making a lot of mistakes and wasting a lot of time. So, you know, a lot of artists think that they can do it on their own, but you get joshed around so much when you don't have the right type of representation on your team. So, yeah, I definitely suggest any artists out there that are listening that you guys, you know, get people on your team that's going to look out for you and your best interests. And so, yeah, I've been really blessed to do all the things that I do and still, you know, be here and not change. I'm still humble. I'm still, you know, the same person. I haven't changed one bit.
And that is so amazing. And I just want to commend you and congratulate you on your success then and now. And we know that you are a part of another radio station known as HME Radio.
Yes.
And I want to say congrats to that as well.
Thank you. That came about through Dupree Shamir. Also, I'm going to be out in Philly in January. As you know, I went from the modeling to the host, TV hosting to the rap music. I sing too, but rap is just, I come alive. Like, it's just something about rap that I'm able to let everything out without anybody judging me because, you know, it's just excellent. I just love it. I go hard at everything that I do. But I'm up for a nomination for Best Female Rapper out in Philly at the Social Therapy Magazine Awards. So y'all out there in Philly, I'll be your way soon. Yes, I'm putting in my work. I'm definitely putting in my work.
And we definitely want to also shout out Social Therapy Magazine, a major outlet, a major network that's out there supporting individuals, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're into sports, music, what have you. And congrats on that nomination.
Thank you. I mean, I've been so blessed. I can't complain about anything. All the success, all the people that downloaded my music, it's amazing that, you know, somebody would say, you know, in the industry that, oh, she's a nobody, but everybody knows my name, and that is a blessing to be known in so many damn spots of the earth. And I appreciate it. People just don't know. Like, I'm sitting here so humble. Y'all just don't know.
Exactly. And you know how, like, you, I know you talked about when you were in Chicago, the TV and radio. Well, you know, and you had so many viewers. And then you probably was thinking, this is like the highlight of my life, the breakthrough, you know. But it's really, you know, you got more to come. Look at you now.
That was the tip of the iceberg. That only prepared me for the things going on now. If I could have looked into my future and saw all this, I would have never anticipated seeing this. You know, I could hardly walk through the streets of Chicago without my security. You know, I would have to be, you know, chauffeured everywhere. And I wanted to come somewhere where nobody knew my face. Nobody, you know, knew who I was right off the spot because I couldn't leave my door. I couldn't go out and eat lunch somewhere with somebody without somebody stopping me and saying, hey, aren't you that girl on TV? Yeah, can I please get your autograph? And I mean, it got a little weird in the streets, like people literally holding paper out the window. I'm like, wow, is this for real? A cop stopping me on the street. Miss Chana, we seen you on TV, girl. Tim bought them blue. What you got on? I mean, literally, I felt a little harassed because they were stopping me, making me turn around. And I'm like, y'all got to stop this. Y'all could come and be security at the show. I mean, dang. But, yeah, it was nice. I got to meet so many different celebrities. I got to babysit a lot of them, too.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Trader Truth. Drag on, Yuck Mouth, all gentlemen. You would think rappers are, you know, stuck up. They got money. They got this. They are really down
exactly.
to earth. Down to earth, just regular people. Shout out to them. DJ Unk, he was real cool too. You know, I did some shows with him. Bishop, Minister Seymour, all my people is like, you know, they really support me. Waka Flocka, all of them. I can't complain, you know, at all. I really can't complain. Snoop, Meech Wells. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, and a lot of I usually don't even say anything. I just let people just sit there like, who is this chick? She ain't got no connect. Okay, keep talking because they tell you not to burn bridges, but, I mean, you have to choose the bridges that you burn because you know you're not going to cross them again. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is. I enjoy my life, and it's only getting more exciting right now. I got to head to the studio tomorrow. I got to record for this album. I've got part two coming. It's a lot of stuff going on. I've just been informed that I got Philly Buzz out in Atlanta, and A film crew has flown in to do a documentary on me and my manager for Heavy Hitters of the South. So definitely I'm going for the queen of rap. I'm coming for the crown. So, yeah, I definitely am putting my work in, and you can't sleep doing that. So, you know, I'm going to continue doing what I do, and you know I always support you. Everything that you do, I'm so proud of you, Nikki. You're just doing it.
Thank you. And see, I'm so proud of you. That's what it. I just get so excited for the guests that I have on because it's like a divine connection, you know. Because I really have so come across some amazing people, and just to see your grind, your movement. Because we follow your movement, you know. I know, you know. I have your CD.
Yes.
And you, and like I said, I was introduced to Miss Chyna through Kevin A&R Shine, and he was a former A&R of Jive Records. So that says a lot because Kevin, I know he is he doesn't just put anybody's name out there, you know.
Exactly.
And,
Kevin is
amazing.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. I keep in touch with Kevin throughout the years. He's busy. I'm busy. We both understand. We're very good friends. But how I got in touch with Jive, well, that was through doing expose. I actually met Wayne Williams getting into my car, and he stopped me. He was like, where you going? He was like, him and Sal Massey, where you going? I said, I'm going to take care of my business. You know, you just see two random guys driving up in an Escalade. You like, let me hurry up and get in my car. But he was like, why don't you take my car and give me a call? I looked at the car, and I'm like, Wayne Williams. I was like, boy, if you don't go check your voicemail, you know how many artists trying to get in touch with you? So he was like, wait a minute, I know your face. He was like, you do expose, right? I was like, yeah. I was like, you need to park and come upstairs. So they sat and they watched like 6 hours of reels for artists. And we got so many different artists that, you know, went into his office and got interviews. That was our contribution because, you know, these artists have it so hard. You know, they go through so many people telling them that they can do this and they can do that, and they don't do anything for them. So we wanted to change that.
That's how you got to do it. You got to change it. And even right now, you know, I see a lot of artists that's really trying to make it, that's trying to make it out there. And, you know, sometimes us as artists or people in the industry, we like to down one another, you know, just to try to get to, you know, where we are. Because some artists would be like, man, don't worry about somebody else, you know, because all the independent artists, you know, y'all can just take it and take over.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you're right. You're right.
Independent artists than I would say major artists. You know, it's more
right.
independent artists that can have their own label, have their own, and what you consider major artists too might be independent. Because
exactly.
a lot of those artists that were major artists, they are also independent now. So
absolutely.
You can't really say major and independent because it's pretty much just artists, you know. But sometimes,
yeah.
you know, to me, it could be like a takeover. Just
yeah,
everybody
okay.
get together
I'm all for a takeover.
Get it going.
I'm all for a takeover. But,
yeah,
I mean, I feel where you're coming from on that. But everybody
mm-hmm.
knows, like, I'm not even going to say one song made me because I have a whole
uh-huh.
album, a whole album full of songs, still working on albums, you know, but Real Versus Fate got downloaded like 3 million times, and that's a diss track. But, I mean, it was skills over gimmicks, and that was all it was. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I feel where you're coming from. Everybody has their own niche and their own, you know,
exactly.
click, and they're all cliche, and I don't knock anybody. I'm just doing me, and, you know, I enjoy doing me, how I do me, and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not knocking anybody. It's
mm-hmm.
this game, anybody will tell you off gate, the music game is the hardest game to break into, but at the same time, it's a dirty game. So in order to survive in a pool of snakes, you have to have a real good balancing pole and have good balance to get across. Because everywhere you go, there's going to be a snake trying to bite you somewhere. So you have to, you know, do your thing and do what you do. Either you want to become a snake or you want to become King Snake, you know. And you gotta do what you do. Only way you're going to set yourself apart, the main question every label asks any artist is, what makes you different from anybody else? You know, what sets you apart from this artist, that artist, this artist? And the only thing that I can say about Miss China is open up your ears. You'll see what makes me different, you know.
Exactly.
And they're really scared. They're really afraid to sign females these days because, you know, so many females, and this is what I've heard time and time again from other labels, and not just concerning me. This is just in conversation with my colleagues. Like, you know, females, they emotional, you know. Not only are they emotional, but they go through so much. And it's just easier to deal with the men. And, you know, that's sad, but it is what it is. You still got to do what you do.
That is real. And I heard, you know, just from other industry executives, it's also that females, this is just, what I heard, I'm not, you know, saying this is just, I don't know if it's fact or not, but some were saying that as far as females, they cost a little bit more, too, you know, with the hair, the nails, the outfit. But to me, it would still be kind of the same because sometimes you can have
men got to have a haircut,
male
group, too.
You know, and they still got it. It's pretty much the same, but I mean, to each his own, you know, but the ladies, y'all coming strong this year, so you've been coming strong, and it's just going to be like a women movement, a force to be reckoned with. They're going to have to jump aboard, get these ladies, because y'all
absolutely.
Taking over.
Oh, yes, and I mean, North Carolina has a lot of talent. The issue that we faced when we first got here was finding a serious talent. You got so many people
okay.
that, you know, don't mind being local or they don't see the bigger picture. And me coming from a big city, I'm like, don't you see the big picture? You know what I mean? But I've learned the market here quite well, and they got some pretty serious and dope artists out here. I wouldn't sleep on North Carolina at all.
Uh-huh.
At all.
Wow. And, you know, and another thing I noticed, too, that, you know, we just as people in general, we have to support one another, not be afraid to support each other,
mm-hmm.
whether it's radio, whether is a business. We got to support one another. If you see good quality music, support that artist. It's not going to hurt you.
Absolutely.
It's not going to hurt you at all just to say, hey, I like your music. I like your video, everything you doing, your thing. You know, we need that support. We need that person that's saying, you know, that helps to get you motivated. It motivates you to want to do better, to, you know, push forward. And
right.
Those kind words in itself, you know, can help you just soar, I would say. You know, the sky's the limit. And you need that from time to time. And it's not going to hurt you whether you're doing the same thing or not. Whether
exactly.
Everybody rapping. It's not going to hurt it.
Yeah, and I mean that, and we Expose, our company has been in business for over 12 years, and we have been giving artists. I mean, when we first came out the gate, we was giving out $2,000 cash prizes. I mean, out of our own pockets, you know, and it's been real. It's been fun, and you know, a lot of these shows they be set up. But I mean, if y'all go to Facebook right now, there's possibility that there's a contest going on. My manager's constantly giving away cash. You know, we do this on a regular basis. This is not something we just thought of. We've been doing this since we started. You know what I mean? Giving away money. So have them add Vanessa April on Facebook, or they can go to ExposeTV.com and get in touch with us. We always doing something for the artists. We just did a back to school music tour. Well, we've been giving away money to schools to keep them open across America, because there's so many schools closing, and education is really important, especially with our future. Our children are our future. So we've been doing, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm rich, not yet, but when I do get super rich, then
look,
I'm going to definitely
get back. You're rich in spirit, honey.
Yes, you're right.
Rich,
and I'm going to get
mind,
back.
Body, and soul.
Exactly. I give back with what I got now. So imagine when I really get it, I'm going to definitely give it back. I got so many positive plans to put in motion. It's not even for me. I go hard at this music because this is what I love to do, but I go even harder because I have a bigger picture and a bigger plan to do it for more than just myself. So, yeah, I cannot wait. I know that it's coming very shortly, and I'm super excited because there's so many positive things that I plan to do. It's like a domino effect. One positive action is going to, you know, spawn off some other positive actions, and I cannot wait.
Exactly. And the thing that, you know, people don't realize, and I know you were mentioning before, too, you know, about the different connects and everything. And people just don't know, China. I don't think
no.
they know.
But sometimes, you know, I like it that way. I'm going to be honest with you because I love to see people underestimate me and not know. Then, you know, knowing is always better to know, but at the same time, I'm not going to be the type to say, do you know who I know? I can make a phone call and this can happen, or, you know, I would prefer not to do that because I don't want people to think that I'm using my friends and my colleagues to get on. I would prefer to do it the original way, the way that it always has been meant to be, and do it by hard work. Because it's so easy to get a shoe in and get in the business, but I didn't want to do it that way. I never did. If that was the case, I'd have been out in the public many years ago. I want to work for it. I can appreciate it a whole lot more, and I'll continue to do what I do because I had to work for it. You know, anything you get easy, and you're like, you get tired with it and you get lazy with it. And so I can understand why a lot of people fall off because somebody just handed it to them. But me, I'm working for it. And when I get it, I'm not going to stop working for it. I'm going to keep it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, we take a break sometimes and we just have to revamp, regroup. Just take that break and go even harder, you know. And that's what happens from time to time.
Absolutely. I took that little break, and I'm back with a vengeance. I mean, I needed a break from people calling 24 hours a day, you know, because we do everything hands-on. It's not going to, when you call expose, you didn't get a voicemail. You always talk to a live person and got the information right then and there, even if they were talking to me. I'm giving you the information, or if they're talking to somebody else on my team. I mean, my team spans from, you know, Pennsylvania, Chicago, New York, California, Texas, Florida. I got a team just about everywhere, Atlanta, you know, so we're constantly expanding.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about. To everybody that's tuned in right now, we are live with the queen herself, Miss China. We see the phone lines are jumping, China. But we also want to get to some new music. But I do want to let everybody know you can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And we also give out, we have an extra number to give out because the lines, China, can get crazy.
Oh, wow.
So we have a backup line, which is 1-877-497-3968, and it's 1-877-497-3968, and that is our second line. If you cannot get through to the first one, if you cannot get through to the first one, that's our second line. But Miss China, we want to talk about Famous. Tell us a little bit about Famous.
Oh, wow. I personally feel that song 100%. When I wrote Famous, you know, I was like, well, gosh, I've been working so hard for the fame, but I'm really working because I want to do something for my family and for, you know, my public. So, you know, my mom always told me, girl, one day you're going to be famous. I see it. You're a star. She tells me this every day. You're a star, baby. Don't even worry about it. So that's how I came up with Mama Said I'd Be Famous. And so, you know, it developed from there. And it came out to such a heartfelt song, like more than just me can feel the song. It's like you can relate to it. So, yeah, Famous is very personal and comes from deep down inside, like everything that I've, you know, been through, wanted to say how I've evolved. That's how Famous came about.
Well, you want to go ahead and introduce it here first on the Nikki Rich Show?
Absolutely. Actually, it's debuting. So you guys are tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, you're going to hear it here first, my single called Famous on the Nikki Rich Show.
Watch me close as I spit it out. I got them vocal too. Hear the words coming out my mouth. A diamond might shine, lullabies you might sing. Trust when it comes to killing them verses, I be doing my thing. One third of diverse, suffer no competition. When I step off on the stage, I'm commanding attention. You feel me? I gather haters like mixed Kool-Aid. An hour later, might get like my brother Schizo and say talk to hater. I'm too strong to be weak, and I'm a beast on these beats. Never been a local joker, my name and bells in the streets. You wine test me, the wine gal, please. I take you all plus three. Hope you're ready for the beat. Mama said, it be days like this. So for now, my hard work paying off with my skills, determined to shine. So I gotta stay on my grind. Every day I go harder, cause I got me.
Mama said I'd be famous.
Mama said.
They don't know what my name is.
Been surrounded by haters.
Been surrounded by haters.
But
knew this time would come, I could taste the cash. Mama knew I was a son who would make it back. From the hardest struggles, the street life, I embraced it fast. Robbing and stealing a crook, born in a Jason mask. I had no choice, I was forced to these situations. The motivation of Satan to keep my life on the grating. It's strongly so irritating, no matter what couldn't shake them. The willpower and prayer, and God will help me break them, I'm free. So I finally got my life on track. I found a family that loves me and I love them back. We getting money now, even in the rain we make the sun come down. You only live once and death will come around. That is why I always keep my eyes to the sky, cause I'm blessed and I thank God for all that I got. It is He who helped me fight my way to the top. It gave me the wings of an angel, ain't no way I'ma drop. I made it.
Off the chain, off the brain, hit the same, often hang, rapper's lane. When you enter my domain, please beware of the flame. What's my name? Get so, fuck the fame, get go. Trust me, man, hit on. If you're in my way, get go. I ain't playing no more. Get your shit and hit the dough. 10 years plus 2-0, and I've been waiting to get my dough. And if so, taking it by force, this my destiny, not my choice. For the whole world to hear my voice, that oh so sick, but bring the noise. And that's from rapping to singing to producing the music. It's making them want to go stupid and doing it too.
Mama said I'd be famous. Mama said I'd be famous. They don't know what my name is.
Tuned in to the Nicky Rich Show. You know how we do it. I'ma see you, shorty. It's a green light. Everything a go.
Nicky Rich.
You now tuned in to the hottest show on the internet. The Nicky Rich Show.
All right, you're rocking with the Nicky Rich Show. We have our special guest in the house tonight, Miss China. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm loving Famous. Now, yes. Who is that singing that hook, Miss China?
That's me, of course. I got the vocals too.
Oh, I thought so.
Yes.
I'm loving it.
Thank you.
That's yeah. What I'm talking about. You hear that? She can rap and sing, boy. I'm telling you.
That's just the tip
you
of the iceberg.
Right out there.
Girl,
loving
it's so many.
It. Loving
like you
it.
Said, I wear now, a million hats.
Yes. Now, who produced that track as well?
We got a team of producers. That one was produced by Callie Keys.
I love it. Wow, I love everything about that, and I always tell the artists, you gotta come with it, you gotta bring it, that good quality music, and that is it right there.
Absolutely, and I do. I have no other choice. I have no
exactly.
other choice.
Yes,
it's a tough game. You gotta stay in the game. It's like baseball. You can't keep hitting foul balls. You got to get a home run, you know. My manager don't play, though. She's very hard on me. She's like, uh-uh, China. Go back and do that over. I mean, when I first started this, she was like, uh-uh, you don't want this. She was like, you don't want this. Just go get your job at McDonald's or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's ruthless. I mean, she don't care. She's going to tell you the cold, hard truth, whether you want to hear it or not. And she made me so much better for it because I was able to learn how to take criticism and make myself better. She's like, if you can't take criticism from me, you ain't going to be able to take criticism from nobody. And, I mean, she is cold with it. So I had to really go in there, and, you know, I know she meant well. So I had to take what she said, implement it, and go back to the drawing board and go harder. And that is why you have Cujo on the line now. I couldn't go half-stepping with her. She was like, mm-mm. I'm gonna pick somebody else up. You're making me sleepy. I want a party. I'm like, okay,
exactly.
Let me go back.
Well, we also know that you have swag up.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Swagged up came from my frustration and aggravation from people in general. And I turn that aggravation into something positive. I always tell people, anybody that I meet, you can always turn a negative into a positive. It's just how you implement it. So I turned swagged up into something positive, but it had a subliminal message in there, like, look, you know, you got to understand, I have a sweet face, but I'm kind of like mean when I want to be, you know, so don't ever get me twisted. But swagged up was fun. It's a party song. Swagged up, it'll get you crunk. And it had you, you know, bopping your head and ready to shake some dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so don't
say
exactly, you know. So it's a club song, and people just bananas over the song. They just bananas. But at the end of the day, you smiling, you done had a good time, and you do what you do. You just stay swagged
exactly.
up. It's about, you know, it's swagged up can be anything from your persona to how you dress to your personality to just about anything. People just love it. You got to stay swagged up. If you want to stay on crunk mode, you swagged up. So, yeah, I encourage people to stay swagged up.
Well, we're going to play Swagged Up, and then we're going to get to our caller. So here we go. We live with Miss China.
Yeah.
What up, China doll? Show 'em how your swagger do. Swagger?
Swagger so mean and rock with lean. Swagger so fresh it don't need no help. We swagged up. I got mine. Let me stay on shine. I might swag it blind. Swagger so mean and rock with lean. Swagger so fresh it don't need no help. We swagged up. I got mine. Let me stay on shine. I might swag it blind. I'm not looking for no mingus. Pretty boys don't apply. Pretty boys catch my eye. Cause some dudes keep it fly. Keep it hot like fire. I put that on the riot, and I never been a liar. Just ask your ex. Ooh. You can't catch me stuck in the fry, cause I'm killing these pros. My face dry like my riot beat, singing them notes. I'm like a gingerbread kid. Couldn't catch me if you tried, cause I move too quick. So you a fly dude. Tap to me to prove it. A boss lady for real. Best knowing I knew it. Who am I? America's most wanted. Help us mad, cause I got it and flown it. Nosy chicks not allowed, but they welcome the hate. You busy tracking me down. I'm busy stacking my case. I'm so swaggadocious, born like a major son. 100% real, ain't no need in the front. Now I'm rapping the Queen City, and I'm rocking my crown. I take your movements to my lyrics, take the heat to my sound. From the east to the west, in the north to the south, they screaming trying to got swag. That's what's up, they got it. You're now rocking with the best, with your hypnotic test. Yeah, my swag on fire, I won't settle for less. My whole squad to eat you up like a major for breakfast. Body so curvy, chilling in the waist, and my face so curvy. What would you expect for a chick to act girly? Turn my swag way up. You can feel me for you see me, yeah, I'm so swagged up. Take a look at my status, I'm so swag-tastic. Swagger so mean, you rock with a lean. Swagger so precious, don't need no help. We swagged up, I got mine. Let me stay on shine, I might swag it blind. Swagger so mean, you rock with a lean. Swagger so precious, don't need no help. We swagged up, I got mine. Let me stay on shine, I might swag it blind. Make way for the star. Mean as your body, then I ain't worried at all. See, y'all done paid my dues. Why you trying to get through? Broke down real from faith. I'm so swagger proof. So daydream all you want, cause that's all you got. Air bath in your state, girl. You make me look hot. So burn it up and get mad. See if I give a hoop. Why you finding them?
get swag in the booth. You can call it a dip, say every one of you tricks. So run up, little mama, y'all won't want to dip. I had you saying goodnight with a twinkle of my fist. You got my lover, not a fighter when you walk on my tree. You go find a low sister, Miss Layla Ali. How you say you're dying, but ain't worth 3 cents. I'm the queen of swagger, I represent this kid.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, now hear this.
Swagger so mean, it rock with a lean. Swagger so fresh, it don't need no help. We swag up, I got mine. Let me stay on shine, I might swag it blind. Swagger so mean, it rock with a lean. Swagger so fresh, it don't need no help. We swag up, I got mine. Let it stay on shine, I might swag it blind. Now it's back to the biz. It's that man where he is. Surprise, surprise. Never knew we had it like this. But I'm the best kept secret and I'm ready to roll. You got people meet warm and come and tell us. Got swag, I don't think that you do. Behind air boss, chickens, haters acting a fool. Pass the vodka, my cup in the air. I rock the swag hard while I'm shaking my hair. Sitting the VIP, I be watching the dog. We wildin' out, everybody doing the swag call. Who got swag? Who got swag? You got swag. I got swag. You got swag. Who got swag? Who got swag? You got swag. I got swag. Yeah, you got swag. Yup. It don't matter because my swag is definitely better than yours. We swags up, yup.
All right, all right. You're listening to Miss China Swagged Up. This is the Nikki Rich Show live, bringing it to you tonight. 98 to the BLA College Underground Radio, getting it in. I'm loving that. I'm loving that, Miss China.
Thank you. Yes, I had to do what I had to do, like swagged up. When I was writing it, I was like, it took me like 3 days to write it, and then I always take a couple of days to memorize it. So when I go into the studio, it's just super tight. And so, yeah, it really, I was really feeling the track when I first wrote the song. Like, by the way, I write all my own music. So, yeah, I enjoy what I
well,
do.
You're
thoroughly.
A triple threat.
Yeah, I don't have a team of writers. I write my own stuff. I enjoy it. It makes it more personal. I mean, I've had a lot of people like, yo, I can ghostwrite for you. I'm like, you know, I appreciate that, but I really feel like my fans and the people who follow me and my supporters need to hear from me, from my perspective. So I enjoy writing my music and giving them a part of me that nobody else can get. So, yeah, I enjoy writing music.
Well, Miss China, I do want to let you know that we do have a ton of listeners listening in right now. And I want to go to the phone lines because I see you have a lot of supporters on the line. To anybody who is listening in at this moment, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and the lines get too heavy, you can call 1-877-497-3968. We're going to go to 302. 302 is on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, it's Dupree Shamea. What's good,
hey.
Ladies?
Hi, Dupree.
Miss China. What's good? What's good? You know, I'm one of the supporters. Just want to, you know, call in, show my support, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing because you're about to make herstory. You know, in the making. So,
I like that. I like
you
that.
Know, hey, like the time is right. The time is right. The wine is right. You know, and I just you know, congratulating on everything you're doing. Much success, and you know, I'm going to continue supporting you, Miss China.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely, and just like I want to congratulate you on your nomination, you know, as far as best female hip hop artist, you know what I mean, the Social Therapy Magazine Awards, January 5th. Want to congratulate you on that again, you know.
Thank you so much.
That is so
absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
she
awesome.
Deserves it. She working hard. It is. It is. And you know, just like I said, I know Miss China got a lot of stuff coming up, and she's really working hard, and she deserves everything that's coming her way.
Thank you.
I'm
over here blushing. Y'all can't see me, but I'm blushing to the max over here.
Well, shoot, I'm turning red over here. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Nikki, I just want to, you know, just say, you know, I support you too, as well as the hottest show on the planet. You know, the Miss Nikki
Thank
Rich
you.
Show. And
well,
I just,
we gonna, we just want to say thank you for, you know, just tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show and just taking out the time to support and listen in to Miss China.
Thank you. I'm so honored that, you know, I got this nomination, and I look forward to rocking the stage with you guys out there in Philly on the 5th, so I can't wait.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki Rich, she's taking the crown.
Yeah,
you know.
She's taking the crown. Okay, that's what's up. But
well,
we're not going to hold y'all
either. So much.
Absolutely. Y'all ladies have a great night.
You too.
You do the same. That is so awesome. Just, you know, it's so amazing. You never know who's going to call in.
Exactly.
And just now, we just heard from the CEO of Social Therapy Magazine, so that's pretty hot.
Yeah, I'm honored. Like,
exactly. Amazing. That is amazing right there. You know, wow, I'm just blown away. Go ahead, China. You are doing it. Yes.
Somebody asked
and,
me. No, go ahead. No, somebody asked me. Yeah, they asked me, girl, you must be doing voodoo on all these people. I'm like, I don't even fool with black magic. I just bring myself to the table. They just happen to like
so
it. You know?
You are the magic. You are the magic.
Yes. So
we're
going
to go to, I see we got some more callers. We got 267. 267, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hello, my name is Natasha, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hey, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
How are you?
Good, good. Do you have any questions for Miss China?
Yes, I definitely would like to compliment you for just being so poised and having that confidence and that passion to be able to go for the goal completely. You know,
Thank
I love
you.
The fact that how you gave credit where it was due with your manager, and you said how straightforward she is with you and
mm-hmm.
how she just gave it to you, you know, raw and uncut. That's
yeah.
kind of like how I am, and it seems like a lot of people, either you're like me or you won't like me. It's either
yeah.
or.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
either I could rub up against you and you could benefit, or I'm going to scratch your whole face from the sandpaper.
Yeah.
So that's how it is. It's amazing how, you know, the spirit of truth, it either dwells with you or either the spirit
mm-hmm.
of a lie dwell with you.
Yes.
So I can appreciate the fact that you had some iron sharpening your iron.
Yes, I did, definitely. That's what made me go hard as I do. I mean, she's like that. She's like a pit bull. Once she latches on, she's not going to let you go. She's like, look,
exactly.
baby.
I was over
right.
here cracking up. I was cracking up when he was saying that. I was telling my daughter just now, I was like, don't that sound like me?
But you know what? One day she'll appreciate you for being that real with her. And that little stuff out there in the world won't even affect her. Like, my mama was 10 times worse than that. That's all you got? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just preparing them for the world. You can't be hard on them at home. They can't handle the streets or the world at all, because they're going to be 10 times more cruel.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Don't change. Keep on being like that, because I appreciate my manager for getting on me like that, because if she was soft with me, I'd be so weak, and I appreciate her for it.
Exactly. And I'm just honored that you was able to be you know, honest enough and be able to admit that, because a lot of people don't want to admit that, yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, they just want to present to the world, okay, I'm just shiny and I'm glimmery, but you didn't want to tell your story of how you got there.
Yeah.
So that's why
people can't relate to you.
But for
right.
you, it seems like, you know, you provided them with a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
This is how I got to this point.
Exactly. I mean, you can't just get from point A to point B and bleep yourself like Jimmy got you there. There's
exactly.
a journey. It's a journey to get there. So, yeah, I love sharing my story. I've been through quite a bit in my lifetime, and the only way people are going to relate and understand that I'm a real person, no matter how big or famous that I may get, is that I stay relatable and humane and understand and help them understand, look, it's not just you. I've been through this too. I've been through that, and this is how I felt about it. So, yeah, I'm not going to change. I'm definitely not going to change that.
Well, my hat's off to you, and I definitely welcome to Philadelphia anytime.
Thank you. I hope I see you at the award show. There's definitely going to be something to see out there.
It is.
Well, actually, my children, their dance school is auditioning for the act at the show, actually. So I hope I do get to see you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
Wow,
like God is good,
so
how
awesome.
You know, is able to connect strong women with other strong women.
Absolutely.
You know,
you are
yourself what you are.
That's true. You are absolutely right.
That's so amazing. And we thank you for calling in to show your support as well.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you so much.
It's so amazing to have such awesome people, listeners, callers,
yes.
everybody that just showing that love, Miss China. How does it feel?
She really made me feel good, because a lot of people, like she said, that they don't want to tell you, you know, the insides and outsides. They want to hide that little special thing. They just want to highlight everything that they're doing positive. We all go through positives and negatives, and the only way you can find a common denominator is you keep it real on all levels. So it made me feel really good. I feel special. I'm honored to be here and share my story with your listeners and all my supporters who, you know, might not know a few things about me. Now, I've got people that's been following me from the day I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And they're like, go for it. And they still saying, get it. You know what I mean? It feels really good to have some very loyal supporters. So I appreciate them from the very bottom of my heart. And I'll continue for myself, for them, you know, for everybody that is craving something and someone real.
That is real. Well, I see we got a couple of more callers. We have 980 in the house. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello. This is Miss China's manager. I didn't know if I would get on. I'm just so in awe of the show and everyone who's called in, and the music sounds wonderful. I'm just so blessed. I mean, Miss China told the truth. I mean, I'm pretty ruthless. if you think you're going to waste my time, it's seriously not going to happen. And
exactly.
I mean, I pull 14-hour days, and I work hard for all my artists. And this one here is really, you know, she's taking off. She's actually going now for the crown, for the queen of hip-hop. I mean, hey, you know, my wall at Venisa, V-E-N-I-S-A, April, last name, A-P-R-I-L, like the month. And listen to the song we're pushing a song called Real versus Fake. We couldn't play it here. It's a little not for kids, more or less. It's for the 18 and up. But, you know, go over there. We're pushing that really hard. And we just want you all to know that I'm going to tell you all, Miss China is not just a sweet girl on the outside. She is one of the most beautiful people you ever want to meet. I mean, she is a real person, like her song, Real versus Fake. So I just wanted to say hi, Nikki. Thank you so much. I love your show, and I look so much forward to pray to God that, you know, we can come back and maybe some of my other artists that are at that level, because, you know, I know you only take ones at that level, and I feel you. So, but I appreciate it. I didn't want to be too long with it, but Miss China, you're doing a great job. You make me proud of my work and your work, and just be ready for the studio on Monday.
I'm ready.
All right.
And I too want to thank you for making this happen, allowing, you know, Thomas to be our special guest tonight, because I know everybody, radio station is different, and you know, you have to be, I know you have your standards and all your questions and everything in regards to coming upon the radio, but I just thank you so much for allowing her to be our guest tonight.
Oh, my God, it was our honor. I didn't think I could get, you know, to get in, because I saw you were, like, super booked. And I'm like, oh, my God, she is, we might not get in. So it's my honor that, you know, you squeezed us in there and got, you know, Miss China the opportunity to be here, mm-hmm. and to have, to you know, have your listeners hear what she can do. And it's
exactly.
Just a blessing. And we hope when you guys come out, you guys can always go to YouTube, to Ms. China, and listen to Real Versus Fake. You can go to my wall, Vanessa April. Add me on Facebook. I'll definitely take you. Listen to Real Versus Fake there. You guys, this is the new queen of rap. I'm just being real with you. She's on the line with you guys. And we pray that you all, you know, support her like you supported any other artist out there who had the real talent. So thank you, and thank you so much, Nikki.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we're just so excited about your movement, Ms. Tana, and we want to welcome you back anytime. And in case anybody wanted to book you for any event or hear more of Ms. Tana, we're mm-hmm. all the areas that they can go.
There's no place that I won't go. Call me Mr. Spock. I'm going to go to no man's land. As long as, you know, the price is right, we'll go. But if they want to book me, of course, they got to go through my manager. Please don't be on no BS, because a lot of people, they see my pictures and they're like, oh, I just want to kick it with her. Let me throw a couple of dollars. No, I want to go out there and actually be doing something when I'm out there. So, they can reach Miss April direct line. I'm going to just go ahead and throw her number out, because she'll take calls 24/7 when it comes to business. It's 980-226-4252. I'm on Twitter at Miss China Diverse. That's MZ China like the country diverse. That's DIEVERSE. Of course, I'm on Facebook. Only one Miss China. Miss April gave her some her Facebook under her name, Vanessa April. You can reach us on the website, exposetv.com. That's exposetv.com. All the music is there for purchase. The good thing about buying the music off the website is that the proceeds don't come to me. The proceeds go directly into the fund for the Save Our Schools fund. So, you know, I forego the proceeds from that for bigger calls. But yes, I'm everywhere.
That is so amazing. That
yeah.
is so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not all about money
amazing.
All the time for me. It's about,
mm-hmm.
you know, sharing a message. It's about keeping it real, enjoying what I do, and doing for others. I've always been this humanitarian. Want to see other? It makes me happy to help other people be happy and you know, do better. So yeah, I don't do this just for me. Definitely,
wow.
I don't do this just for me.
See, we need more artists just like you, Miss China.
Yeah, and you know what kills me is that some of these artists they get on and they get these big checks and they talk about all this money that they got. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
they don't really do anything with it. You can see them rocking these big chains, these flashy cars, but there's people halfway across the world where they rock and
exactly.
savings that's starving. And I could, there's no way I could go somewhere and know, you know, there's people over here hungry and they don't have food. I just couldn't do it. Like, I would have to do something, you know, something.
Exactly.
That's just me. It's just my nature. I can't, you know, I'm a nurturer by nature. So I have to give back. That's just me. I'll give you the shirt off my back if you're cold. You know what I mean? That's just the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. And so I can't sit by and not do anything. I got to do my part. They always say it takes a village to raise a child, and I still firmly believe in that. You know, maybe that's why all the kids, you know, from all around the place just love me. They bombard me, like knock me down. Miss China! Because I'll stop them, you know, their parents might be working a little too much. I might throw them a big pool party or a pizza party or just do something to let them know somebody cares. And they never forget that. I mean, these kids are growing up, and they never forget that. One person can change a child's life just by one simple action. And if it's a positive action, they're going to learn healthy relationships. So, yeah, I don't mind being an advocate or a person to make a change. I don't mind. If it takes one, I can build an army off of that. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
So, that's where I'm at, you know, in life. As far as this music is concerned, this is my passion. It's my love. I eat, sleep, and drink music.
Exactly.
You know, I use the modeling because I did the modeling. I accomplished everything that I wanted to do. You know, I built on the persona Mystic Body. Everybody knows the name. But I knew that my look was going to attract just about everybody and everything. And so once I used my look as a stepping stone, I went ahead and got back to my first love because I had time to do my first love. We're doing expose. All I was busy doing was, you know, writing proposals, dealing with this label, dealing with that artist, taking this artist on a walkthrough, meeting this artist at the concert hall. You know, it's been a wonderful experience. Like, I can say this, Kanye West gives a hell of a show. He's so humble. A lot of people think he's real cocky, but get on the inside. Kanye been through a lot, you know. So you gotta understand, people that's been through a lot, they tend to build up a wall. And so I can understand. You know, I remember when Kanye West was producing beats out of the pocket in the shy. Everybody know that. You know what I mean? So
I
love my city.
When I talked to Kevin. He always talks about Kanye and where he, you know, when he worked with Kanye and how he was then, you know, so I know.
Yeah, but I got to give a shout-out to my new Street Activity Entertainment family out in Philly. They've been doing it big for your girl out there. They, you know, my own boy Giuliani out in Chicago. I think he's going by the name Kennedy now. He was there from the beginning, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I got so much love. Thoroughbred, Bumpy J, everybody who, you know, really saw us out from the beginning and still knows that I'm here. I appreciate you guys so much for sticking with your girl. For all the people who are just jumping on the bandwagon and joining my journey, thank you so much for joining me. It's so much more to come. I'm not going to disappoint. That's one thing I'm not going to do is just lay down and give up. Never. I don't take the word no as a closed door because I got keys to the back door. You know what I mean? So,
I like that, Dana.
You know what I mean? People are like, oh, they slammed the door in your face. Girl, don't work. Let's go around the back. You know what I mean? We ain't got to worry about that. It's always, you can't ever let somebody, there will be so many people, you know, wolves dressed in sheep's clothing that will sit there and try to say they support you, and then they turn around and try to snake you later. You just got to keep your circle tight, you know, understand who's real, who's not. And you sometimes, like I've had to go through so many circle changes, that is ridiculous because you see the people only around you because they know who you know or they start to learn a little bit more about you and they want in on that limelight. And it's a world of fake people. But I'm so blessed and fortunate that I have so many real people around me that keep me grounded and focused. I'm just blessed. I'm very blessed.
Well, Miss China, I'm telling you, the sky is the limit. You just keep going, keep pushing. And, you know, all those folks that are telling you, you can't do this and you can't do that, I already know you're going to show them. It's just motivation.
I love to hear that I can't do something, because the minute somebody tells me that I can't do something, I'm going to prove to them that I can. Not just to prove to them that I can, but to show them that I can. Because I don't have anything to prove. Can is not part of my vocabulary. Like, you know, anything you can do,
exactly.
I can do better. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I am not going to – I love it to hear, oh, you can't do that. For real? Okay, let me show you. I'm going to show you what I can do. You know, I just love that, because it's funny watching the look on people's faces after they told you you can't do something and you showed them that you could. It's just much – it's a sweeter victory in the end, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I definitely don't have that word in my vocabulary.
Well, I'm excited for you about what's to come.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you're joining this journey. Because, Nikki, I'm telling you, this is like, I don't even want to say we're on a cruise ship. There's too many, you know, turbulence and water. We just taking flight and with no turbulence, and there's no limit to how far we can go. Like I said, I'm ready to do some Star Wars or something because I don't have a limit. I'm going to take it wherever I can take it because I know that I can get there. And I enjoy the work ethic. It keeps me on my toes. If I can't stay busy, I get bored. And if I get bored, then I'm going to get silly. So, yeah, I have to stay busy. I'm a busybody. I won't say I'm ADHD, but I'm a busybody. I have to be doing something, you know, that leads to some type of positive progress.
Well, like I said, you know, the sky is the limit. It's on from here. Like our President Barack Obama said it best, we moving forward.
You can't
look back. You can't look to the side.
I'm definitely Team Obama. Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad to see he's back in office. Yes.
Well, thank you, Miss China, for being our guest tonight, and we welcome you back again anytime.
Yes.
You know, and I just want to wish you all the best. You know, much
thank you
love
so much.
And success.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It's like, you know, I appreciate you. I'm so proud of all your success. I've watched you grow over the years, and it's an honor to be here. So thank you so much. You are the
You're
best.
Welcome.
I don't know.
Before
like
you go, we always ask our guests, if you don't mind, doing a quick drop for the Nikki Rich Show so we can display on our future show so we can play it on
No problem. What do you want me to say?
You can just say anything you want, a quick drop, letting everybody know who you are. And, you know, just shout out the Nikki Rich Show for our future show.
Okay, no problem. You ready?
We're ready.
All right. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Miss China. You are tuned in to the hottest show on Blog Talk, Miss Nikki Rich Show. If you don't know by now, you better get in the know. Miss Nikki Rich is doing it big. Y'all stay tuned. She's got hot acts coming up, lots of music. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. Nikki Rich Show. I'm going to holler at you.
Thank you so much, Miss China.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be here. Great show. I've enjoyed this from beginning to end. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. And just so you know, again, this show is also featured on iTunes. So anybody want to listen to the podcast, if you're out there, you're working out, you can listen there. You can listen on College Underground Radio. You can go to collegeundergroundradio.com, as well as 98.2 The Beat LA.
Yes, you're doing it, Nikki. You're doing it.
We are hitting every avenue. We can.
I know that's right. I'm so proud of you because it's so hard for a woman to speak to it, and I'm so glad that you got that same mentality that I have, not to give up. You constantly progressing. Every time I see you doing something bigger and better. So, yes, I salute you.
Yes, thank you so much. It takes time. You know, we're working slow here. We're taking our time. We're researching, and we're sitting back, and we're just researching on how to be the best and how we can help others, giving
yes.
them their tools that they need to be successful.
Well, if there's ever anything that you need, you know, I'm only a phone call away. I don't mind pitching in to help
well,
out.
I just thank you again, and we welcome you back anytime. There's so many people showing love. Ms. Sade Wallace, much love to her, showing love, as well as all the others that's turned in on my Twitter is going ham right now. So we just thank you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. Sade is actually my daughter. So, yeah, you know, she's going to show some love to mommy.
Yes.
Oh, before I go, I got to shout out the boys for Mindless Behavior. They actually took time out on Thanksgiving to call my daughters and wish them a happy Thanksgiving and give them a little serenade. So y'all keep it mindless out there.
Oh, shout out to Mindless Behavior. They're on my Instagram.
Yes, those are some of the sweetest boys, and they work hard. So, yeah, shout out to them.
That is awesome. Wow, I know that was an amazing treat.
Yes, it was. It was sitting here gleaming.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Well, we just thank you again, and feel free to come back anytime.
I surely will.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Everybody, you were just listening to the Queen, Miss China. If you missed a part of or missed the whole interview of the Nikki Rich Show, you can log back on the NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, or you can go to the podcast iTunes and type in the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, I got to go to KP and Envy. Shorty swing my way. I had to go back.
Something. This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLight.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Ed Brooke. Chicago's on, Ace in the Hole, Sonny Roseland, tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show. Who does it better? Nobody. Hundreds.
All right, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. Boy, we here. I told you we had to bring it tonight. Special treat for you on a special night. Be sure and tune in tomorrow. We have Nefertira. You got to go check her out. She got a new book. So we're going to be talking with her tomorrow on her projects and so forth. Be sure and call in 815-323-580-5749. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Also, follow at Miss Nikki Rich Show. And if you don't follow those, you can add us on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show or facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich. And we thank everybody that called in. Thank you to all the supporters, everyone showing love to The Nikki Rich Show, all the way from Philly, from the DMV area. Like I said, we had Callie in the building, representing also Charlotte, North Carolina, so forth. So many people across the globe listening in. I thank you. Thank you so, so much. And again, we air Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This week we'll be on a different schedule because we will be airing Monday through Friday. But we will be airing at different times because we're heading to Houston. So I'm excited. TA Promotions is bringing the Nikki Rich Show live, takes us to Houston. And we will be having several different artists performing. We're going to be talking with them, live interviews. And I'm so looking forward. And if you want to be a part of this movement, you got to contact at Tessa Allen, and that's Tessa_Allen on Twitter, or you can hit up Tessa Allen on Facebook. Be sure and show some love to the Nikki Rich Show. If you're in Houston, let's link up. Let's link up. You can email me, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. And we're going to wind things down here tonight. I thank you guys so much for your support of the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to continue to bring on the best. And we're going to leave tonight with Pretty Girl Rock because guess what? Tonight we just had Miss China on, and she really rocked. And this is Carrie Hilson.
But if you want, I'll be happy to repeat it.